Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Skincare Anarchy. And I just want to say before this episode, if you guys have not followed us and subscribed and all that good stuff, please take a minute right now and do that. But welcome back. I am so excited to be interviewing our guest today. This is a brand that has been on my radar for a while. So I've been really enjoying learning more about them, trying their products. Everything is phenomenal, by the way. And I can't wait to introduce you guys to them. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the marketing director and the product development consultant for Manuka RX, Rebecca Ann Hunter and Merve Samler. Welcome to the show, guys. I'm so excited to be hosting you.
Thanks, Becca. It's an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. And we can't wait to tell your followers about Manuka RX.
Yeah, I'm excited to learn about the brand. I've been really enjoying it. I was, for everyone listening, we were talking before the episode and I was telling both Rebecca and Merve how much I love the brand, and it's a really, really awesome and unique brand, you know, and I can't wait to dive into that. But I would love to learn about just the brand overall. If you guys could tell us, maybe Rebecca, you could get us started with just a little bit about the brand, you know, like what really made it come to life and the ethos behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. So just before we get started, I've got a question for you, Hector, and that is, what do you know about Manuka oil?
I know absolutely nothing. I'm just kidding. I know that it's supposed to be very nourishing and very good for your skin and just body overall, but I don't know any details. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. That's good. That's what a lot of people, when we ask them, say. But would you know anything about Manuka honey?
Okay. That I do know about. I know about the antimicrobial properties of honey, and also Manuka honey specifically is actually, I think of it as like honey on steroids. That's how I like to think about it. Like, yeah, way better.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. So I guess if we sort of start from the beginning, our co-founder, Stuart Cairns, was looking into Manuka honey as a medicinal export about 6-7 years ago because of the incredible antimicrobial properties of the honey. And when he was investigating and looking into the research behind the honey, he stumbled across some scientific journals and papers around Manuka oil. So the essential oil that comes from the same tree as the honey, the Manuka tree from New Zealand. But it's actually the oil itself is about 1,000 times more powerful than the honey. So like you say, it's basically honey on steroids, but it's an essential oil and it's got incredible skin health benefits. And we're just sort of touching the surface on what the ingredient can do. And Manuka RX was started to basically allow for a way that we could use that oil in a way that's safe for people, because using an essential oil, you sort of got to blend it and measure it out in a way that you can put it on your skin. But we've basically developed formulations that are ready to use, very efficacious, and can be used for helping to restore skin, as well as the earth, which we'll talk a little bit about later on in the podcast episode as well today.
Oh, wow. So I want to know, Mervyn, maybe you could answer this question about in terms of the oil, like, is it an extraction from the honey? Like, how is the oil derived?
Yeah. So funny enough, that's another question that we always get as well. So oil actually comes from the same plant from the honey comes from, but basically it is an essential oil distillation from the leaf and the bark of the tree, whereas honey comes from the flower. We do cut the tree before flowering, so actually the tree doesn't die and actually can regenerate itself. So it's a sustainable tree growing and also sustainable plantation as well. So the oil is more potent because it basically comes from the essence of the tree. And it is antimicrobial, so that means that it's antibacterial, antifungal, and also it's effective against mold as well. So that's why we call it anti-everything most of the time.
But yeah,
it is antioxidant, and actually there are studies that show that it's actually collagen boosting at the same time. So it's a real multifunctional ingredient by itself.
Wow, that is so cool about the mold. I didn't know that it works against mold as well. I knew that honey was, you know, it had certain capacities, especially like, I think also, you know, people confuse like normal honey. They think that it's as antimicrobial, but really it's the osmotic potential of it that draws out a lot of stuff. So I'm really interested in Manuka honey, actually, because I have read that it's, like I said, you know, it's like honey on steroids. But Rebecca, I think I interrupted you. You were telling us all about the brand, and if you could continue telling us a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as soon as sort of Stuart came across this Manuka oil ingredient and realized that it had a lot of potential, he started by creating the first product in the Manuka RX range, which is our skin rescue ointment, which is basically an ointment for cuts, scratches, insect bites, itchy skin, anything like that. So this sort of multi-purpose ointment. And because of the success of that product, it sort of drove further innovation and NPD further down the line. And that was about 6 years ago. And now we've got over 20 SKUs in the range, ranging from our best-selling collection, which is our collagen-boosting range, which heroes Manuka oil and rosehip oil that works synergistically together to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles. And we've also got like a brightening range, which is Kakadu Plum, which is the native Kakadu Plum from Australia, which has got incredible brightening properties. It's the highest natural form of vitamin C. So we synergistically blend that with Manuka oil to provide a really lovely skin brightening range. And we've got blemish control in everyday products as well. So a whole mixture. And I guess in the evolution of the brand and where we are today, we've sort of found a really unique space in the fact that, one, we've got this really incredible, unique native botanical that no one's ever heard of, being Manuka oil, that's in all of our products. But also our focus from a marketing perspective is actually focusing on older women in terms of looking at mature skin and really creating products that speak to that audience. Because I think with marketing in general and with skincare, that demographic's often forgotten about, and we really want to hero our customers and make people feel confident in their skin, whatever their age. So yeah, that's a bit more about Manuka RX.
That's wonderful. And I really, really like that you guys have this very different take, I think, than a lot of brands that I've noticed that have like maybe honey centered products. You know, they don't I found it to be very interesting that you guys were very much founded on, you know, this one ingredient and all of the potential. So that's very interesting to me, everything you said. But I want to know a little bit more. If you could tell us about Stuart's story, the co-founder, and where that all started, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it sort of comes back to his research around taking Manuka honey and exporting that globally for medicinal purposes. And then that's when he sort of stumbled across the oil itself. And I think that's sort of where the journey really began. Where we are now as an organization might be quite interesting to know as well, Hector, is that Manuka RX is just one of the brands within sort of a portfolio that we have now. And the company as a whole, or our umbrella company, is called Manuka Bioscience. And so as a business and as a company, we are really trying to put Manuka oil on the map, because we know the huge potential from both a skincare perspective, but also from more of an OTC and pharmaceutical perspective as well. The potential is just massive in helping with lots of different skin concerns globally. So we're really excited about that. And as a business, it's quite unique for us, because we actually do everything from seed to skin. So to date, we've planted 5 million trees on the East Cape of New Zealand, which is where we grow our Manuka. And that's where we find that the bioactives in the oil that we produce is at the highest level and really potent and powerful. And so all those trees, as Marve mentioned, we sustainably cut the tops of to create the steam distillation process required for the production of the oil. And then we do everything from formulating in our own lab, which Marve has here in the office. And so all the formulations that we have in the Manuka RX have been developed by Marve, and we do that on site as well. So it's very unique that we're across all parts of the supply chain.
Yeah.
Where we are tonight.
I love that. And Marve, I want to learn more about this whole process that you have to go through when it comes to creating your product. Because like I said, I really love them. And I think that there is just so much here. You know, I know with honey, we talked about some of the fundamental properties, but in general, I mean, the products really do leave your skin very balanced, very nourished. I've noticed they're very good for the skin barrier. So maybe you could share some of your inspiration behind when you're doing the product development, right? Like maybe walk us through some of your favorite SKUs that you've created for the brand.
Yes, of course. So actually, I have started working with Manuka RX since almost day one SKU, which was the skin rescue ointment. which is the still the hero product of the whole range by itself. But Munko oil is really, really, and sometimes the smell might be off-putting for anyone other than who is living in New Zealand. So that's why it's a real process to actually to come up with something that can be suitable for every market and everyone can accept, and also keep the formulation efficacious at the maximum Munko oil that we can add to the product and still make it suitable for every market. Rebecca firstly talked about creating three different ranges and Collagen Restore, which was our pro-aging range by that time, was the first, maybe the initial range that we have created. And Collagen Restore came with being really synergistic with our rosehip oil. So there was lots of trials and lots of studies behind to see what Munko oil can do. And we have seen, actually, it creates a real good synergy with other ingredients. And actually, it boosts other ingredients' potency as well. So that's how rosehip came in. And in all of the formulations, we tried to keep minimum 98% natural, which was another challenge for us. But I think we have tackled it so well. And also, we have tried to use other actives that will support our claims really well. And we have designed all of our ranges according to the age ranges that we told of that that will go well. So like the Collagen Restore range is really created for mature skin, and it's really mature skin friendly. We have tested on so many people. I think for the day cream, we have created like 40 alterations.
Wow.
To find the perfect texture. So yeah, it was a real good journey.
So I wanna know, Margaret, like in terms of like, you know, you had mentioned the rosehip coming in, you know, the rosehip oil and stuff, but like in terms of ingredients, right, that work with Munko, like the oil, I mean, did you ever find like limitations there that you couldn't incorporate, or has it been pretty smooth sailing, you know, in terms of the overall formulation of any kind of product that you guys want? Because, you know, you do have, like you said, many ranges here, you know, in the line, and I'm sure they require so many different ingredients, right, that are geared towards like, you know, different needs. But how do those ingredients really play together with the Munko oil?
So of course that was a journey to find out, but the main thing Munko Bioscience do is actually turn back itself to science before taking it into a product. So there were lots of trials with other essential oils and see which one will give the best efficacy. And also, of course, with tremendous amount of other ingredients. And still, to date, Munko Bioscience keeps investing on researching on Munko oil and its possibilities and what it can do best with other ingredients as well. So far, we haven't seen any mixtures that is not working well, but of course it's an essential oil, so if you're using a water-based product, you need to solubilize the oil because it's an oil. So the limitations are like that, but it's normal for an oil by itself anyway.
I want to know, honestly, Rebecca, this, you might be the best person to address this, is like, as you know, like honey has been a buzzword in the beauty industry. It's been everywhere. You know, we've known about it for a long time, but what are some things you've noticed from like a marketing perspective that maybe it's like misinformation or something that you've had to address, like, you know, as a company to clear up the educational aspect around this ingredient specifically?
Yeah, I mean, it continues to be a challenge day in, day out. I guess just from an example, I remember we did a campaign once with a publication here in New Zealand. And, you know, our big thing is obviously explaining that we're not honey. We're very different to honey. We'd set up, it sort of approved everything with the email that was going to be sent out. And then the email got sent out and an emoji was added to the subject line of the email right at the last minute that wasn't approved, which was a honey emoji. So this whole email sort of explaining that Munko oil is different to honey and that, you know, it's far more effective and powerful was sort of, I guess, ruined in some ways because of the honey emoji that was then obviously leading people to presume that Manuka oil was associated to honey. So it continues to be a big issue. It continues to be something which, you know, we're trying to educate on. And I think that's one of our biggest challenges as a business is that, you know, in some countries, we're lucky that people even know what Manuka honey is with the oil level. With the countries around the world that don't even know what Manuka honey is, we've got nowhere to really start from. I guess another way that we can sometimes kind of explain what Manuka oil is like in comparison to another ingredient is tea tree oil from Australia. And so we can say, well, you know, that as an ingredient's got incredible antibacterial properties like Manuka oil does. But with research, we found that actually Manuka oil is 30 times more powerful than tea tree oil when used against gram-positive bacteria. So we've got evidence to prove it's more efficacious and in that space as well. But it is challenging. I mean, you know, I guess the goal of the business, if we could have Manuka oil known as something like hyaluronic acid or, you know, one of those sort of like really key buzzwords in beauty, that would be mission accomplished, job done as a marketer. You can sit back and relax and know that we've done a good job. But it's challenging. It certainly is. But I think we're just really excited as a team around the potential for this amazing New Zealand botanical and what the difference it can make across the globe for creating something that's natural that can do so much good for so many people in terms of helping with skin concerns, but also helping with a really remote part of New Zealand, which is where we grow our oil. So the East Cape is where we produce or grow our trees and produce our oil. And it's a part of New Zealand that has got the highest rates of unemployment. And I think this opportunity that we've got to really change an area of the country and provide jobs for locals and amazing opportunities for local landowners to use their land in a more sustainable, carbon positive way is just, it can have a transformative effect on New Zealand. And I think as a business, we're just really excited about how much of a difference we can make for both people and the planet.
Absolutely. That's so phenomenal. I love that. I love that you guys have this like broader mission there because, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, I've heard a lot about clean beauty, green beauty, you know, really a lot about sustainability. And oftentimes I do listen to people talk about it, but I always get lost because there's never this like direct, you know, source that they're referring to, like, you know, in terms of giving back, right? Becomes hard to keep track and to understand, but that's really great that you're giving back to the community that you're, you know, that's really, you know, you're taking from. It's a direct link. And I want to learn more actually about New Zealand's botanicals because, you know, I have heard amazing things and I would love for you guys to tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one thing I wanted to quickly mention, which we basically found out over the past sort of week or two, is that our umbrella company is going to be B Corp certified in the next week or two. So it's really nice. That stamp basically saying yes, we are a sustainable business, and we can use that obviously from a marketing perspective, and we'll have Manuka RX having a brand review and B Corp cert early next year. So we're super stoked about that. So
congratulations.
Thank you, Hector. But yeah, I guess in terms of New Zealand botanicals, I mean, you know, little old New Zealand in the corner of the world, and it's often forgotten about, thought to be off the coast of Australia. But I think because of that remoteness and the fact that it was predator-free for such a long time, the botanicals here are just really, really unique. And we're only just touching the surface around the potential for helping with, you know, skin issues and more health issues, I guess, generally as well. So obviously we've got the mighty Manuka, which we've talked about today, and the amazing properties of that as a native New Zealand plant, but there's also many others. There's sort of like there's flax. We've got
there's kawakawa.
Kawakawa, yeah. Gosh, I feel like I've just gotten the ball.
There are lots of native ingredients that you can find from New Zealand, and there are lots of good companies that's investing in researching for these ingredients and creating really, really beneficial active ingredients. So if any formulators are listening, search for it. I'm sure you will find it so easily. And everyone in here is really researching to find a way to get these ingredients known. So yeah, there is a huge potential.
I love that. I love that. No, I think that's really interesting because, you know, like you had said earlier, you know, it's interesting, Rebecca, that when things are geographically kind of, you know, put like they're to the side a little bit geographically, there's a lot of natural nourishment that takes place. And in the endemic species of certain areas, like I hear this a lot about Greece, that in the Mediterranean area, for example, there's a lot of nourishment that's happening in the soil, you know, for a lot of those plants. So I'm just imagining, I'm sure New Zealand is very similar to that, where there's so much more, you know, nourishing components in the soil and the atmosphere and the environment that these botanicals, these plants are kind of growing in, that you can get so many benefits, right? Like, it's almost like getting the best.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a part of it as well is to do with the fact that there's sort of a big hole in the ozone layer over New Zealand. And so all these amazing plants have had to protect themselves against these really harsh UV rays. And so that in itself, they've had to adapt. And so I think, you know, that's why, or at least that's why we think that the antimicrobial properties of Manuka and Manuka oil are so high, is because they've just had to climatize and adapt to that.
And also the antioxidant potency as well. So basically, the plant needs to protect itself. So that's why anything that grows around New Zealand has the highest antioxidant capacity to anything that's grown in somewhere else.
Wow. Yeah, that's actually going to lead me to asking you, you know, what are the real skin benefits here? Because I feel like because you are coming from this place of these plants have adapted so much, I'm sure the benefits for our skin, daily lives, you know, we all live in these urban centers now, I feel like. And, you know, like you had mentioned, antioxidants are another buzzword in this industry, but rightfully so, you know, we all need them. And so what are some skin benefits that we can look forward to with Manuka oil?
So definitely being antimicrobial, that means if you have acne or skin that out of its microbiome and having some issues, it will definitely help to restore its microbiome. And we are still trying to prove it, but from our studies, we can see that it actually doesn't kill all the good bacteria. It actually selects the bad bacteria and actually kills that. So we are trying to prove it with certifications and everything. It's on the way, but we can say that it's microbiome friendly. And that's why it will restore your skin when you use it. So if the products that we have created, it will definitely help with other benefits that we have talked about, like firming, lifting, brightening. But the best thing the Manuka oil will do will be the restoring your skin and restoring your skin health. So it will make your skin healthier, or take it back to its health by itself.
Now, you had mentioned there was the collagen line in the brand. Now, what are some of the other lines that are present in the collection?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got the Collagen Restore collection, which we meant for is Manuka oil and rosehip oil, which is scientifically proven to boost collagen 1 and 3 production. We've our lovely skin brightening collection, which combines Manuka oil that works in tandem with Kakadu plum, the highest natural form of vitamin C. We've got a blemish control collection, which the majority of the formulations have both Manuka oil and tea tree oil, so they can work together as well as the kind of key ingredient combo. And then we've also got an everyday collection, which has got things like the original OG ointment that we talked about before, and a few other sort of skin oils for just helping with any compromised skin issues that people have as well. And we've got some exciting MPD in the work for next year, which unfortunately we can't sort of speak to today, but just, again, helping to utilize the benefits of Manuka oil in different ways to help with skin health.
That's awesome. I love that. Now, I want to actually ask for our listeners, because I know a lot of us struggle with putting a routine together, you know, that really works for us. And sometimes, you know, we love to go the extra mile. I love my 10 products, I'm not going to lie, especially at night. You know what I mean? Like, I literally, I have a whole ordeal. I'm different, though. I'm a freak. But like most of us like 2 to 3 steps, right? That's usually our kind of go-to. So if, Marvin, maybe you could help us with this. If you were to recommend out of the range, you know, for someone who just wants daily maintenance skincare, what are some great products for them to consider, you know, getting from the range?
So actually, we have a perfect trio. That's why in our collagenary storage. So it consists of our skin oil, which is restoring skin oil, which is which has an instant lifting active inside. So if you need something to make yourself feel good, and if you are going somewhere that you need to hide your wrinkles, it will work so well. But of course, on the other side, as a nighttime finishing routine, it will really, really help your skin to feel relaxed and replenish itself. And we have our Forming Day Cream and Nourishing Night Cream in our trio as well. So basically, day cream is for day, and also it has natural ceramide identical ingredients inside, so it will help to replenish your skin barrier. And in our night cream, we have really high active ingredients to actually help to firm your skin and, of course, restore your skin. And, of course, I think every skincare routine should be simple enough to clean your skin, moisturize, and treat. So treatment, you can choose by your complexation. To be honest, so if you have issues with pigmentation, you can go for the vitamin C serum. But if you want just a subtle skin that is really healthy and glowing, I would definitely recommend the restoring skin oil. And of course, moisturize. Don't forget to moisturize. It's really important. And that's it.
I love that. That's awesome. That's the perfect routine. And one more question I do have is, what about if you are layering the Manuka RX products with, you know, like your favorite retinol or maybe a prescription? Is it safe to have the oil? You know, Manuka oil is safe for with all of those kind of things as well.
Yes, definitely. And maybe something in the pipeline might be the following.
That's great. I'm so excited for everyone to actually discover the line, because I really, really love it. And I'm a huge fan of anything that is truly rooted in good green beauty. You know, if you know, everyone knows what I'm talking about, like just truly like botanicals, herbs, using nature, right, in the best way possible, but then bringing that chemistry in. I'm such a fan of lines like that, and I absolutely love the brand. So thank you both so much, Rebecca and Maria. It's been such an honor to host you and to learn about the brand. This is so wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much for having us, Victor.
It was a pleasure. And for everyone listening, please, if you have not already, take a second, follow us on Instagram and all of our social channels. Definitely subscribe to our newsletter. We have a wonderful newsletter that goes out about various things. And if you want to know more about Manuka RX, or if you've tried the brand and you want to comment and tell us all about it, please do not hesitate. Email us. You know, we love hearing from you. And if you have any questions for the team, please pass them along, and we will send them over. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will be back next time.